Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. We're in day two, talking about goals and dreams. Let me take you over to the Psalms. We're in chapter 37, in beginning of verse 4. Here's what the psalmist says: "Be happy with the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Entrust your ways to the Lord. Trust him, and he will act on your behalf." My friend, God wants to see you achieving dreams. Whatever your hopes, whatever your dreams, whatever the future plans might hold, I do believe there are a handful of keys to unleashing your God-given dream. One of them you're experiencing today, and that is determining to put God first. Before setting your goals, ask God for direction. Matthew says in chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you." I mean, that's a good place to start. And then if you go and say, well, I want to seek God first, so that's part of this time of meditation, but then there's also the part that says, obey God. What is he telling and asking of you? Listen to what the writer of Proverbs says in chapter 1, verse 5. "Let the wise listen and add to their learning." And then over in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." My friend, today, let's begin our time of meditation and understand that we're asking for wisdom, we're asking for direction, but we want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will come to us as a result of that. So let's start that. Will you join me as we pray together? God, would you give each listener today, as an active participant, would you give them a heart to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness? And then, Lord, all the other things, God, would you bless them richly as they choose to put you first before setting any goals or setting any direction. And God, would you give them the courage today to obey you and to hear what you are telling them and asking of them. Lord, you said in your word in Proverbs chapter 1 that let the wise listen and add to their learning. So today I pray we would listen to you and we would add to our learning, and then we might run with perseverance the race marked out for us by you. Thank you for that, Lord. And now I invite you to draw your attention to your breath and your posture. Let yourself sit at ease in quietude and solitude, and draw in a deep breath. And when you let it out, it's like forcing any negativity or anything in your life that would keep you from being able to hear the voice of God. Just draw that in. Just draw another breath. Maybe one more. You ready? Now open the door into God's favorite room and close that door behind you and hop up into God's favorite chair and in his lap and bring to the Lord this request. God, would you search my heart, search every part of me, and point out any wicked way, point out any sin that I need to repent of right now. Draw it to the tip of my tongue and to the head and to my heart, that, Lord, I might come to you fully and completely repentant. My friend, let the Lord speak to you now. God, we're grateful that we've been able to come to you with a repentant heart. And now tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. Lord, today I am grateful for, and finish that sentence. And come to the Lord and say, Lord, I know you have great plans for me, but Lord, would you give me peace and direction in my day today? And God, would you be specific about what it is you would have me to be and have me to do this day? And listen to the Lord. And Lord, today, whoever that you put in my path, God, would you let me be an encouragement to them? God, would you soften my spirit so that I might recognize people that you have intentionally put in my path, that I'm to encourage, that I'm to bless, and that I'm to minister and care for. And God, give me wisdom and direction as I attempt to do that in your name. And now, my friend, I want to give you 2 minutes for you to simply be still and quiet and listen to the voice of God and let him be abundantly and wonderfully clear about what he would have for you to do on this day. And I'll be back in 2 minutes. And I'm back, and I trust that you've had 2 minutes where literally in just that short and brief time of being intentional to find quietude, solitude, and then hear from God as he prompts you and leads you and drags you at times. And I want to encourage you that when we seek God first before setting our own goals, and we ask God for peace and direction in those, it truly is how we act out Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. My friend, I trust today that you have heard and felt the leaning, the prompting, and the voice of God as he gets you in the right direction for peace and in the right direction of setting your goals as you put him first in your life today. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow for day 3 of Goals and Dreams. God bless you, friend. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.